Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Coming to you, live on Memrex, default location, routine route, Anyway, I'm thinking, you know, as I do, as you probably have figured out over this time that I do this stuff, I do a lot of thinking. But I was thinking, granted, my weight is up. I consider myself to be up 25 pounds. I weighed 220 this morning. And I'd like to be around 195. So I consider myself up 25 pounds. but, this may be the first time in a very long time where I wasn't smoking anything. I wasn't drinking anything. I really do believe vaping and smoking nicotine, those black and milds, really did help my keep my weight down. I think that's the case. I really do think that's the case. I think they help keep my weight down. And so this is like a new journey that I'm going on. And I might be hyping it up just to get myself more into it, even though I do have be having my ass out here every day walking. I guess my steps, except for on Sunday sometimes. Sundays, I'm like, ugh. Because they do say you're supposed to rest. I mean, you're supposed to rest a day or so, you know, give yourself a break. But Sundays, I've been catching myself just not today. And just like laying out and eating too much. And the problem is putting that, all the weight that I got off during the week while I'm working, putting it right back on those 2 days, that Saturday and Sunday. And that's what is kind of keeping me in this kind of weight do loop. I'm trying to think of a cool word for weight. In this body fat, no, in this weight, what's the good word for your body weight? In this body weight do loop, I guess, whatever. Because I can do, like today I'm 220. I may get back after this walk, be like 218 something. And then I'll do okay tonight. See, I'm not going to say I do good tonight. I'm going to do okay tonight because I really don't know. This eating thing is serious. The eating is serious. There's a feeling to it. There's a gratification to it or something that it's overwhelmingly good and almost necessary to what I'm doing or what I am or what I'm being. It's just like, I mean, I sit down with my salad and my chips or whatever it is I'm eating. And it's like a euphoria. It's like so gratifying. And I think it may be from, you know, not smoking, not having that gratification from smoking black and miles or doing this or doing that, whatever. You know, it's been maybe 35, 40 years since I drank alcohol. It's been a while since I smoked weed, and I don't do other drugs or anything. The only other drug I was doing for a while was nicotine, and I probably need to recognize the fact that I have been doing nicotine for a long time. My body may have grown accustomed to that. I mean, for years, and it may take some time, and it may take some doing for me to settle back to a balance. A balance where I, you know, can feel balanced. You know what I'm saying? And so it may be an actual big deal. And if y'all don't know this too, I'm not wearing my lavalier. I got the whole transmitter just plugged onto my collar and shooting it and doing it like that. I'm pretty sure it's recording. You know, since I don't see that meter. Maybe I can Google an app for a mic meter. And you can have like, and it'll show the mic input volume. There may even be a setting in the native app in the operating system for this Android to display the what's coming in on the audio. I didn't think about that. But it usually works. I just don't like it. I just really, really don't like it when it doesn't work. I just really, really don't like it when it doesn't work. When I'm thinking I'm recording and I'm not for whatever reason. But we'll see how this sounds. And this, the way I, if you can see the transmitter, you see the transmitter on my neck. I'm overdoing it. See the transmitter on my neck. And it's one less piece I have to tangle with. And it makes it a lot easier, actually. And I got the idea from my other microphone, my cheaper wireless lavalier mic. It's just two pieces. There's no cord. It's like a transmitter microphone piece. It's real small. It's kind of cheap. So the clip doesn't fit right. It hangs and dangles. But, you know, it did a pretty good job. I mean, it did a pretty good job. But I wanted to go ahead and invest a little bit of money and see how the quality changed. And I do believe the quality on this one is better. I do believe the quality is a little better. And it was worth the investment. But when I use the wired one, because it comes with a lavalier mic, then there's a cord and a plug that you plug in the transceiver and the transmitter, and then you plug the transmitter. I plug this transmitter on my belt buckle or something. And if I could like just go ahead and clip the transmitter on, that's one less step I have to worry about. That's one less step I have to worry about. So, you know, and it makes things a little bit more convenient. That's about it. It's all about convenience. So, and making it, and just perfecting the whole process. I just like, you know, messing around, trying to perfect the whole process. Some of them just look like, can you even see me if I hold it like that? Because this is comfortable holding it like this. This is comfortable. I'm not sure what you see or don't see, but it's comfortable like that. Then I can pull it down, so rest my arm, rest my elbow. I'm using my left hand because my right elbow is a little bit sore, apart from sleeping on it. And also this morning, I'm gonna realize I got a note in my journal, my nasal journal, that I wake up in the morning, if I'm laying on my left side, my left nasal passage is clogged completely. Then if I sit in the middle, it goes away, and I flip up to the right side, that one starts to fill up and clog. There's nothing running, at least I don't think, but now I feel a little bit of drip. Some of that, it's all white, so it's not infected. But there's definitely something going on. It doesn't look like there's any chance of rain, because rain is when it usually, you know, I start to act up. And knock wood, that, you know, it was the time I was getting these nasal things every 4 days. And this would have been the fourth day. But I have to admit, my nasal passages feel clean. I ordered some real Sudafed, I believe, actual brand Sudafed. Sinus and nasal pain, not just decongestant. So I got that on tap. I got my Claritin or Loratadine or whatever you want. I don't know, whatever that is. Got some knockoff of that. I've been taking that. Even on days that where, you know, I don't think I'll need it. I just take it as a routine. But, you know, I'm doing all that self-maintenance. I'm always monitoring what I'm doing, you know, where I'm going, what I want to do. You know, I have a plan in my head that things I want to get done, things I want to execute. And I got my system built, my empire, studio, things in place, distribution in place, websites. It's just good to be Jeffrey. And I say it's good to be Jeffrey on the premise that I've built something. I not only built something that I'm very proud of, but I've built what I want it to be. Like I said, I believe I've pretty much accomplished, not accomplished, but I am what I want to be. All the things that I passion and desire, I've built and surrounded myself with. And I have, you know, because I tell this story before, I tell it again. I've always had a studio console. I've always had a desk where all my electronics, I'd sit at my table and all my electronics be in front of me. You know, be it a CB radio back in high school with my crystal radios and my shortwave radios and TV and music and recorders. And I built shells. I remember I learned how to build shells by putting two nails in the wall, putting the back of a board on those two nails horizontally, and then using wire or rope or a tie to tie it up to hold it, you know, like on the top, like going down. You know, so it's like a inverted L or whatever. I'm just talking. You know what I'm saying? I used to learn how to build that and set up my systems. And people still talk about to this day how, you know, it blew them away. How? And I just did it. I mean, there's a lot of things I just do intuitively. And I think that's probably part of my genius, if I can say that about myself, is that I just do things thinking that's the way it should be. Thinking everybody should be doing it this way. This is how it should be done. Like, one of the things was how I Velcroed my hard drive in an extra hub on the back of my laptop. A desktop support guy at work saw that and said, wow, he never saw that before. I was like, what? It seems like everybody should be doing it. I just take it for granted. Don't everybody do this? I'm not doing everybody, but, you know, it seemed like it should be obvious. And like, when I had my console stuff set up, you know, one button cut everything on. And I had like lights, you know, kind of like Christmas lights, like decorative lights. So when I hit it, everything just kind of, you know, made it look all cool and stuff. People still talk about that when I had that growing up. So, I mean, just things that I do, like my studio at home now, my recording style, in fact, you know, I developed that recording style. Thinking, you know, not thinking what the industry standard was, what everybody else was, how everybody else was doing it. You know, what, you know, I've read a little bit how to do this, how to do that. And I saw some of the things they said about, you know, standard recording practices. And I just didn't agree with them. I just didn't like it. I was like, that's no fun. That's not fun at all. Going back and playing the same thing over and over. That's not fun at all. Because, you know, I like the live performance, I like the feel and capturing the groove on a live performance, capturing that magic during a live performance. And since I was a producer and working on the computer, I know how to go back and fix bad takes, get one good take, loop it. I can only take one good take and loop it. I can add nuance to it. I can delay it here, slow it down there. Make that note a little, you know, bend that note here to make the same loop sound different, you know, going through, playing through, so give it a more human feel so it doesn't sound completely the same. So I knew how to do all that. So I didn't have to go back, have a musician go back and play it perfect. Play it once perfect. Play it once perfect. And actually, you don't even gotta do that. I'll fix it. So, because we used to be in recording session. Like, oh, let's do it again. Oh, let's do it. They'd be like, erase that. Let's do it again. I don't erase nothing. And that could be a problem because I do accumulate a lot of stuff. But I don't erase nothing. Everything is usable. Everything is good. You know, delete that. Delete that. Nope. And I mean, that's just what the practice was. Take it from the top. There ain't no top. They used to say, take it from the top. There ain't no top. Just play. I'll fix it. You know, just do what you got to do. Let me get that baseline played the way it should be played or how we want it played once. It don't got to be at the beginning and up at the end. Now, sure, there may be some nuance. There may be some changes. There may be some bridges or whatever, some transition from one to the other that played live may get a cooler feel. I grant you that, you know, something like that. But no, we just put the thing in record, let's go. And that was the style that I developed and gravitated to and thought was normal. I guess it was normal in Jeffrey TV. You know, and I've seen people come over and not understand it, not get it. But, you know, I can fix it later. I'm a computer guy, not a musician or a composer at heart. I'm probably a producer and I'm a computer guy. So I know how to get what I need out of what was done and make it sound good, or at least try to make it sound good. I have tools and I have the practice of finding it and making it sound, you know, decent the way I want it. And I need to get back to doing that. I need to do that. I got a lot of music from a lot of people. I need to start getting out. I got resources. I got connections. I need to start doing something with it. I even considered retiring and start utilizing some of my resources to get to where I want to get to. Maybe not wait till I'm 70 to do it. Maybe I can, you know, retire at 63, 64, or whatever, and start pulling Social Security at a reduced rate and live off that, so to speak, and pull money from my retirements, you know, starting before 70. Because, I mean, I like working, don't get me wrong. I like working, and I really don't know what I'd do if I didn't work. At least, I don't know what would get me out of bed. Well, maybe, now that I'm not smoking anything, and you know, no nicotine, and living a fairly healthy life, maybe once I get my weight back down and get in that rhythm, my work ethic, well, I guess not work ethic, my, you know, laziness, my energy, I don't know, it's not energy, I don't know what to call it, you know, where you're downtown, where you better utilize your downtime, if I could put it that way. But that's what, you know, I really consider. In fact, when I get off here, I'm going to go to the Social Security site and see how much, you know, I'd get if I was to retire, blah, 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 blah. And then I look at the resources that I got. You know, how much do I want to leave to my children? And how much do I want to, you know, take advantage of and burn? Because I can set myself up. I can really, really set myself up to travel and be free and produce and do this and do that. You know, just got to figure out how I want to do it and where I want to do it at and such. So You know, that's a consideration. Just another part. It may not even be a consideration. It may be more than just a evaluation. Constant evaluation. See where things stand. Evaluate my plan. See if my plan still holds true against this idea, this new idea. You know, as new concepts, as new opportunities come in and landscape changes this way or that way. And I guess you could say new opportunities, new ideas come in. Do any changes in the landscape affect how good the plan that is in place is? Is there a better option for the plan that's in place? Because the work until 70 and getting that maximum is basically my way of not getting lazy, not my way of not, retiring, not having nothing to get up for in the morning. Get up and not having to get up and go to work, not having to do anything all day. Though, you know, I got plenty of Chevy TV legacy stuff I want to build and do. And I'd have more time to do that. It could be that if I did retire and put work into that, history may look back and say that was a good move. Look what you built. You know, look how you got through that. Look what you built. You stopped working. He put that time and energy into building your dream. You know, so now it's to the point where I want to get off of this. Check the Social Security. Because my sister retired. My ex-wife retired. My sister talk about retiring. And she's younger than me. So it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. Like I said, I got resources. I definitely got resources. Now, the question may be, my resources may not be capable of sustaining this lifestyle where I live at now. But then again, it might, you know, $1,800 a month for rent, you know, and it may be after so many years, buy property someplace or, you know, this or that or however that works. Or this, you know, just gotta figure it out. Where I wanna live, how I wanna live, you know? It's a lot of options. And one of them I consider is if I move to a cheaper place, where is that place gonna be? You know, where would I still have access to the musicians and things we set up here? Because, you know, people, you know, seem to be able to get to the valley, get to my house. You know, we have a jam session, recording session. You know, people can get there, people come there. It's not that far away and not that far out. You know, I wouldn't say it's centrally located, but it's not too far off the beaten path. It's not too far. You know, it's kind of it's in the mix. So, and I love my place. So I got to figure out that, or get rid of some of this, get rid of some of that. Get rid of YouTube TV and all that stuff. You know how it goes. Break down that monthly expense, because I think my say my monthly expense is $2,700. It's more than that. It's gonna be more than that. But see, and then I got income coming in from rental property, sort of, that I could probably say, but that's kind of sort of, because it's just stuff, you know. I don't want to go over it out loud with you people, but there's things going on. There are things going on. And that I need to consider. There are things going on that I can say. And I like my job. I like doing my job. And it may be getting kind of old. I really can't say for sure. I'm definitely not burnt out on it. Nowhere near burnt out on it. It may be, it's not routine either. I'm still challenged. In fact, one of the guys started working there, is moving on to another department. I don't know if you would call it promotion or whatever, but he's moving on to another department to where, number one, he won't have to be answering phones. He'll be out of customer service and he'll get to actually work on stuff. And I always kind of thought I wanted that. But then I thought, you know, that me being engaged with people, you know, whether they bug me or not, kept me in the game, keeps me alert, keeps me sharp. And I don't know how it would be if all I was doing was talking to machines all day. You know, there'd be other people around, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not sure how I'd be without that interaction, whether it be social or technical. You know, every time that phone rings, your adrenaline goes one way or the other. And I may or may not like or need that. So, you know, something like that. And because he's like half my age. Literally a few months ago, I was 60, he was 30. You know, he moving up. He still, you know, this got kids coming in there. I call them kids because they like half my age. I call them kids because I got kids older than them. And they want to move. You know, they want to grow and grow up. So they came in. You know, they started at this company in a position that I started. They started their career in this position at this level. And this may be my highest, the end of my career, the highest, it's the same position. And they like starting. Well, actually, they didn't start, but they were like 30. Because then they did work in, you know, the field before, you know. But I got this job when I was like 50 something. Imagine if I'd have got this job when I was 30. That's what I'm saying, you know. And they starting there, and now they're ready to, you know, they came in with the idea that, you know, hey, I'm trying to be upwardly mobile, you know. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to, you know, trying to do something. And I'm like, I'm cool. I just quote 8 years, 6 months. How many months I got? Let me see. I'll be 62, eight years, 4 months. That number going down fast. 8 year, 4 months, February, March, April, May, June. Yeah, 8 years, 4 months. I'm still out here, I'm healthy. And I feel good about it. I'm still excited about what I'm doing. I'm still excited about my job and life and moving around. I'm still active. You see, I'm out here. I'm definitely slowing down. There's no doubt about it. There's some things that, you know, I just don't bounce around to do anymore. You know, as far as like my knees are bending over or running around and doing this, but, you know, I'm 61 years old. I'll be 62 this year. And I want to check the Social Security website. I know I shouldn't. I really, really know I shouldn't. I really, really, really know that I shouldn't. See, the whole thing is, I can buy a house flat out in Youngstown, in Ohio, back where my kids and grandkids are, you know, family, friends, and all that. I could buy a house and live there. I mean, it won't be no rent. You know what I mean? It won't be no monthly. Question is, do I want to do that? You know, do I? And then if I do that, then in the wintertime, come out to California and live or something like that. You know, but I miss a lot. I miss too much. I guess when I get older, I'm not ready to do that yet. It's too much going on out here, funk-wise, music-wise. There's too much going on out here. I won't be able to step away from that. It's just too much. I'm still in it. I can't give it up. Of course, I can move out from my century-located place, drive back and forth to these gigs. People do that. And if you retire, if I'm retiring, don't have to work, it'd be a lot easier. I'll drive an hour into the city, check out a band or something like that, drive back. Got nothing else to do. Ain't got to go to work or nothing. You know, stuff like that. You know, scared to be aware of. Stuff like that. Moving with my mother. You know, that'll save some money. And then, you know, it'll help make my income and make my resources last longer. So, who knows? Anyway, I think I've pondered this long enough. But the whole idea was to get on this thing and acknowledge that I'm no longer smoking anything or drinking anything. I'm clean. I'm clean, so to speak. And I'm out here. My body's maybe adjusting to not having stimulants, and I'm trying to replace that addiction to stimulants from nicotine and whatnot with food. And once I get through that, I'll be perfect. I'm not going to go down the whole road about what's perfect and what's not perfect. I've done it before. You are what you are. Everything's perfect. Everything is what it's supposed to be. Simple as that. It may not be what you want it to be, but everything is what it's supposed to be. There is no ought. There is no ought. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe, that if it was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one.